Right, we're on a boat in Clondra, so Emer, what are we doing here?
That was the first question I was actually going to ask, is what we're doing here. There's a 10 and tomorrow there'll be 11 people from the National College of Art and Design living and working on this boat in Clondra.
Cool, so you're on a boat in Clondra making art.
What have you done to us? Why are we here?
I've isolated you in a particular spot so that you can't escape the experience of making art, whether it's the crisis or the good part.
And who are your art buddies on the ship or the boat?
Well, if you want to say your name and where you're from.
Let's start the chap with the hat in the
Robert Dingle from Dublin.
From Dublin.
Renee Brown from Donegal.
Figaro Sulon from Mayo.
Lucy Bowen from Dublin.
Saoirse Wall from Mayo.
Ollie Laddie Flood from Dublin.
Julia Dubsky from Wexford.
Fiona!
There's someone out the back hiding. And you're here because, how did she convince you to come to Longford to a boat?
She said that it's free food.
Why cool. Did you choose us?
I chose this group, not as a group, but mostly as individuals, because I dealt with everybody as individuals, based on a couple of things, a certain kind of a sharpness or sense of humour in work at some times, people whose work I'm interested in, and people also who I think I want to, there's a kind of a thing of like just trusting people and giving them a chance to do something and thinking that they're going to do something good with it.
Do you think people understand art in general or these days? Yeah.
I don't even know if it's necessarily important to understand art, but I mean, there's definitely always that conversation around the lack of visual literacy in Ireland because we've got such a tradition of writing and stuff that there's not really an emphasis on the visual arts. So maybe there's not necessarily that much you could talk about how it's dealt with in schools and stuff, and maybe not necessarily that well. If you mean like how are people reacting to what we're doing here, I mean, has anyone had an encounter with their work and a local person, or is that what you mean?
Well, if you just go on to say the exhibition, like if local people want to come to your exhibition, what are they going to see?
Art.
Ask the stupid question. They're going to see loads of cool stuff that's artistic, right? That you're creating here.
I don't know if it'll be cool.
Drawings and video and performance.
And installations around Clondra and try and interact with like the local environment.
Cool.
I don't know if we'd necessarily...
T has been a big inspiration.
I don't know if we necessarily at this point should know what the final exhibition is because the idea was that you didn't start until Monday working. So I don't think it's
day three of the plan.
To know what it will be like.
And so how can people follow you? You're on Twitter at...
The 46th Lock.
At the 46th Lock.
With numbers and not words.
Okay,
cool. We're on Facebook with the 46th Lock with words and not numbers.
I'm on as Stingly Dangly if you want to add it.
Stingly Dangly. And hashtag 46 Lock.
Hashtag 46 Lock. Okay.
We're on Instagram as well.
Okay, so and we're on Instagram. So we stay on Longford Local and we'll have more stuff out every day. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.